COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So it's a disease of the lung, essentially, and it inhibits or reduces the capability of the lungs to do what it needs to do for our body. So bring in oxygen and transfer that effectively around the body.
How does COPD develop?
COPD can develop in many different ways, and a lot of the causes of COPD are lifestyle related. So, you know, how we live our life and the habits that we adopt throughout the life course, hence why there's huge potential to manage and reverse some of those lifestyle-related, you know, habits that can cause COPD. So sedentary lifestyles, smoking, there can be genetic causes as well, but quite multifactorial.
So tell me about this project that's happening.
We're really excited about the project that is led by the University of Sydney, and the Healthy Communities Foundation are the rural partner in this sort of federally funded project. And what we're looking at doing is not proving anything that's not already clinically known about COPD. We know that exercise and good healthy lifestyle choices and education can really help with the management of the disease. But the purpose of this study is to show that we can deliver these types of services in regards to exercise and education in primary care. So outside of the hospital settings, a lot of people would have heard of pulmonary rehab in hospital settings, and that's been around for a long time, and the Lung Foundation have done, you know, a lot of work in getting those programs up and going. And the idea of this study is to show that we can do similar programs in primary care to make it more accessible for people.
How does this particularly benefit people in rural communities?
So access is a huge barrier for people in rural communities to getting to their local hospital, or, you know, often it's secondary and tertiary hospitals that actually have pulmonary rehab programs. So access is one of the biggest things, and getting the health care that they need in the right places when they need it. So the idea of having pulmonary rehab in primary care, so community-based areas, is that people will be able to access this at their local physio, at their local gym, trying to prove that we can do this even without gym-based settings in community halls, medical centres, community centres, etc., so that we can really start to develop these exercise and education-based programs in a multifaceted or array of different locations that can suit all sorts of different geographical areas and population groups.
How do these services improve the well-being of COPD patients?
So it's looking at trying to input all of those things that clinically we already know. So healthy exercise habits is a really, really big one there. So it's been proven that if you can do resistance training and aerobic training in regards to exercise programming, it can help the capacity or the ability of the lungs to take up oxygen and push that around the bloodstream. So we want to make sure that these opportunities of exercise forms and education forms that we know work are available to people regardless of where they live.
Why were these locations chosen for the project?
Yeah, so there's multiple locations for the project, from an array of metropolitan all the way through to remote communities. We're in charge of the remote and rural sector. So we've got clinics in Coleraine-Bray, in West Armidale and in Orange that we're targeting these particular sites. And that's because of where we had clinicians available to do the work, but also to prove out the model in various different population-based areas, so regional and then rural and remote as well.
And who is eligible to be part of the project?
So anyone who has a diagnosis of COPD. Now, COPD is diagnosed through medical testing and doctors, but to be eligible for this particular trial, they need to be a patient of those specific medical centres. So we have Anson Street Medical in Orange, the community health hub of the Foundation in Coleraine-Bray, and West Armidale Medical Centre. But the idea is that once we prove this out, we're aiming to get funding through Medicare so that people can access these types of services regardless of where they live. Health is moving into that primary care space because that's where we get into the preventative area of health, so that we can really start to implement these strategies earlier in the disease path to reduce hospital admissions and get people to live, you know, as healthy and happy lives as possible.